I have a number of children, and if you live in my house, you would know this about me. I love everything that my children draw. Everything. Every rendition of the classic house with the sun and a flower and grass. Every doodle of some kind of superhero. Every scrap of sermon notes that have the margins annotated with pictures of tanks and missiles and guns. It's not that all of the drawings of my children are masterpieces. Some of them are wonderful. But even the most primitive pictures that they draw, I treasure them. Those drawings, whether the child is 3 or whether they're 13, they represent to me something that they were thinking, something that they were imagining, and they put it down on paper. Sometimes I'll be at the trash can or the recycling bin at our house, and I'll look in there, and I'll see that they just threw away, you know, they're just cleaning out their folders, cleaning out their backpacks, and I'll see that they've tossed in pictures that they've drawn. Maybe they threw away sermon notes that were old, tossed in scrap paper that had a few drawings on it, and always, always, I pull it out, I look at it, and I put it into my, okay, it's a pretty big collection. And at this table, we're reminded that our Father treasures and esteems all of our works in Christ, as difficult as it may be to believe. Because he sees us in Christ, because he sees you, believer, in Christ, he looks at you. He looks at the Bible study that you tried to start, and only 2 people came up. And that was the max attendance. He looks at your 20th attempt to try to get your daily devotional routine started, and then it just fizzles out for another 3 months. He looks at all that, and he will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It's because you're clothed in Jesus. It's because he sees everything that you do in Christ. In this meal, we take bread. Jesus came into our world, and he lived our lives in this human world. And in this meal, we also take wine. Jesus, he left our world, and he left it as a sacrifice for every error and for every sin that we commit. And so when you take this supper, you're saying this: Jesus lived for me, Jesus died for me, Jesus rose for me, he's going to return for me, and I will be welcomed into the joy of my master because of Jesus. Jesus arranged this supper, and he said, "When you do this, do it in remembrance of me." He said, "I'm going to feed you spiritually as you do it." So if you have come to know Jesus, you trust in him. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. If you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus Christ, we're very glad and excited that you're here, and we invite you just to remain with us as we do this. You don't want to take the supper because it's only for people who are making a faith statement by doing this, saying, "I trust in Jesus. I follow Jesus." But be here with us. We'd love to talk to you more about it afterwards. Let's pray together now. Jesus, we pray that you would come to us in this supper. You intended for us to have something tangible. Even though your physical presence is not here, you want us to have something physical. This is a drawing. This is a figure. This is a sign. This is a seal for us of Jesus, your body, your blood. And we will take it into us, and we will feed on you. Would you encourage us? Would you comfort us? Would you challenge us as we take this supper? We ask in your name. Amen.